there's a good chance you've never heard of a horse named Bonnie Scotland. However, there's a good chance you've heard of many horses, in fact, many racing today, that are in that horse's lineage. The story of that famed stallion is still one told here, and it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
The horses may be gone from the stables here at Bell Mead, but as Carrie Lewis explains, the story of one horse lives on.
Bonnie Scotland is our most famous horse for sure. The horse is called what's a foundation sire, which means that it just establishes this bloodline.
Bonnie Scotland was born in England in 1853, and the stallion was eventually brought to the U.S. and here to Bell Mead, where he became the leading sire on the continent.
For the past 20 plus years, every horse entering the Kentucky Derby and racing in it can trace their heritage back to Bonnie Scotland.
Scotland was 20 years old when he was purchased by the Harding family here at Bell Mead, and the stallion was still quite productive, producing foals that would win many preeminent races over the decades.
For the past 13 Triple Crown winners, all but two of them can also trace their bloodline back to Bonnie Scotland.
Part of the success of these stables were the staff and trainers here, chief of which was Robert Green.
He was born into slavery. After emancipation, he chooses to stay here, becomes the highest paid staff member on site.
Over time, Bob Green became an important resource in the racing industry.
When people would visit the site to purchase horses, they would want to speak to Robert Green because he's the individual that's managing this. He's got people working under him.
Green lived to be 83 years old, passing in 1906.
When he passes away, newspapers across the country are writing about it and certainly telling people of the legacy that he established.
Today, Bell Mead is open for many types of tours and experiences and preserves the great history of the farm. Traveling the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.